and quarrelsome, and obstinate. Lord, grant that I may always be right, for thou knowest I am hard to turn, was a line from an old Scotch-Irish prayer. With their Bibles, farm tools, and rifles, their potent corn whiskey, their black slaves, they brought from Kentucky a hide-bound loathing for taxes, Roman Catholics, and Eastern ways. Their trust was in the Lord and common sense. That they and their forebears had survived at all in backwoods Kentucky, or earlier in upland Virginia and the Carolinas, was due primarily to good hard sense, as they said, and no end of hard work. They were workers and they were loners, fiercely independent, fiercely loyal to their kind. And they were proudly prolific. David Daly, recorded as the first man to break the prairie sod in Jackson County, came west with a wife and 12 sons, while Christopher Mann, who outlived everybody of that generation, had already produced with his Betsy 17 sons and daughters, and with a second marriage fathered 8 more. Years afterward, at age 87, this memorable Jackson